I cannot read my wife's mind. And when I mean this, I mean at all.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Check us out at betterdave.com. Email us at dave@betterdave.com. Or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Now, here's your host, Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to Building a Better Dave. I'm your host. What is it again? Line, please. Dave. Yes, that's it. Dave Jackson. And thought I would give a little tale of the past couple of weeks, of which I've learned one thing that has really gotten me into trouble, and in this case, almost a ton of trouble. And that is, I cannot read my wife's mind. And when I mean this, I mean at all. Like zero. So, last week, or was it the week before, I'm running around getting ready for work, taking out the Poonge, and that which is my dog, and another dog, and, you know, lots of poop, lots of cereal. Maybe that'll be the title of this episode, Poop and Cereal. And I'm literally putting on my coat, getting ready to go to the door, and I look over, and she's still kind of in her nightgown, clutching her chest. And I'm like, you know, basically it comes to my attention that she is having chest pains.
I'm having chest pains!
And they're going down her arm. And I'm like, now, I could be wrong here. I know you're the nurse, honey, but I do believe that is a symptom of a heart attack. And she kind of just said, no, I'm just going to sit here. Now, in my mind, I'm going, but I'm like, hey, she's the nurse, and I do not want to second guess her medical expertise. I would feel that would be seen as disrespect. And I'm like, this is a woman who I've heard time and time again basically out-diagnose doctors. And so I'm like, all right. Now, again, in my head, I'm freaking out. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I guess I'll go to work. And you let me know if you're having a heart attack. And I went to work. And it was very weird. And part of it was I had to teach a class. And we've never kind of been in that situation. Some days I don't teach. And it would have been very easy to blow it off. And things at the day job are kind of weird. We had a really bad October. And what's really weird, and if you work in the training industry, your job security is about as secure as somebody who works on radio. You can kind of get whacked anytime. And I've just kind of learned to live with that. And meanwhile, it turns out that my wife, who was sitting there calmly on the couch thinking, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. And she doesn't want to freak me out because she's thinking he's got to go to work and he's got this class to teach. And I don't really want to bother him in the event that I'm dying. And I felt really weird driving to work. I'm like, you know, you're kind of like halfway there and you're like, wait, what if she calls me right now and says, yeah, you know what? I am having a heart attack. It was just a whole weird thing. And the bad news is, well, the good news is that she wasn't having a heart attack. She did go into the emergency room and they determined after many, 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 many tests, there was something with her gallbladder. And so they yanked it out on one day. And luckily, that day I was there for the surgery with her mom. And that was on a day when I basically had to take a day off. I wasn't teaching, which was great. It worked out perfect in that aspect. But it turns out the next day they had to go back and jammed something down her throat because she had something that was clogged. something with bile in small intestines. The great thing is, if you get a nurse and a doctor together and they start talking about what's wrong with her body and you're not a nurse or a doctor, they might have been saying, yeah, if you moo-moo dog face with the banana patch and the lampshade and the mic cable and the... what? Can somebody please interpret that? And it was just like, okay, that's blocked and now it's not. Okay, good, got it. But it was interesting. And a couple of things I'm going to share. We're going to switch kind of... So the good news is, A, she has a job with benefits. Whoa, did that come just right in the right time? Two, she's probably going to be going back to work soon. She's home. She's getting sassy. So that's a good sign. And so that's kind of the whole story. And thank you to everyone who's been emailing me going, because I let the people at the School of Podcasting know, hey, I might not be answering emails and things like that. And they all just came out of the woodwork to say, hey, keep me in the loop on your wife. And I hope she's doing okay. So for everyone who asked, she's doing fine. And she's, you know, whatever gallbladder does, apparently it's not that important, which is kind of bizarre. But I'm going to switch gears now and talk about television. And there are certain things in my mind that will always stand out to me. I remember with my wife, certain things that just seemed very cool. I remember, I remember the first time I told her I loved her. This sounds really bad, and just don't go there, because I didn't have any place to sit. We were on a waterbed in my bedroom when I was living with my brother. Our clothes were on, just for the record, and my bed. This is so romantic. My bed was right next to a drain pipe. That when somebody flushed the potty upstairs, you would hear this, you know, it sounded like one of those rain sticks, right? Whoosh, right? And I had thrown Christmas lights on it. I had decorated the drain pipe in my room. And, you know, we were talking and I just remember that because it was just the lighting and just for whatever reason, it was a very cool time for that. And there are other ones. There are other great things. I've talked about the time I got to play guitar with my stepdaughter. That definitely ranks in the top 10 of all time of my life. And there are other ones. There are other, you know, Christmas, things like that. But this one definitely ranks in the top 20. And that is, here she was. I came after, you know, she had gotten out of recovery. And I went home to let the dogs out and came back. And so there she was. And once everybody left, it was just me and her. And she said, well, why don't you climb in here? She's sitting there with her IV and the whole nine yards. So we kind of snuggled together in the hospital bed. It was just me and her. And we don't have a TV. We have a TV, but we don't have TV. We cut the cord. We're like, we don't need to spend $80 to find out how awful, you know, reality TV is. We figured that out and we're saving our money. But it was like, hey, we have TV. And so we're going through the channels and the more channels and even more. No, sorry. And we came across stuff that we used to watch. And so we watched an episode of Good Times. Dynamite! And you know what? It didn't really hold up very well. Now, if you're never heard of Good Times, this was J.J. Walker, comedian. What is his name? Something Amos, who was in Roots, a rather famous actor, played the extremely hostile father. And it was about this African-American family. This was back probably in the 70s. Yeah, definitely in the 70s, because if you looked at the clothes, oofa. And they were, I believe, in Chicago, living in the hood. And it was all about, you know, living in the city. Yeah, right? Whatever that song is. Living just enough. That should have been the theme song. But instead it was, you know, good times, temporary layoffs. Right? Anybody that remembers that song that was there. And this show did not hold up well. In fact, it was one of those times where sitcoms decide they're going to be educational. And this was all about the dangers of high blood pressure in the urban setting. Basically, and they must have said it 30 million times, you know, high blood pressure is one of the leading killers in the black community. So every time one of the, quote, children on the show saw their father, they'd be like, daddy, 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 daddy. Did you know daddy? The daddy, daddy. And was like, and I'm like, wow, you know what? That's bad acting. Much like when I watched The Waltons. Wow. No wonder there were so many episodes that focused on John Boy, because everybody else couldn't act their way out of a paper bag. But this was then followed by Sanford and Son. You big dummy. Lamont, what I'm going to do? And Aunt Esta, oh, help me, Jesus. And I'm like, I remember my father, who had no sense of humor whatsoever, howling. Oh, Elizabeth is the big one. I'm coming to you, hon. And my dad would just howl. And this was some episode where Fred, now if you're, this is probably available on Nick at Night, Netflix, Sanford and Son styled starred Red Fox, who was an extremely filthy comedian, I guess, growing up. But now he owned a junk store, and his son Lamont, the big dummy. And that was the big catchphrase. That's back when TV had catchphrases. And one was, Elizabeth, I'm coming to you. It's the big one. And then, you big dummy. And of course, Good Times had Dynamite. Happy Days had, hey, sit on a potsy. Everybody had a catchphrase. And lo and behold, Sanford and Son, aside from the intro, right? No, didn't stand up very well. But the cool thing was, I had started off the day, started off the week kind of, thinking that my wife was having a heart attack. And then I was worried that she had to have surgery. And yes, it's only a gallbladder. And yeah, they just snip, snip and tuck and whatever. And there's no real, but it's still surgery. And she was through the woods. It was just now a matter of recouping? That's not it. Rehabilitating? No. Recovery. There we go. Thank you. Everybody's screaming at their dashboards. Recovery, Dave! And she was back, and she was going to be okay. It was just me and her, and it was nice to have her next to me watching the big dummy. And I don't know why, but it was just a moment that really, I was very, very happy. And here's something else I learned. My wife can't read my mind. And like an idiot, I didn't say any of the stuff that I just told you. Now, I have since told her, and I wish she'd quit calling. I'm trying to get all sentimental here. Hold on. What'd you do? But did you butt dial me? There we go. Are you still there? You butt dialed me. Yep. You hear that? That's her getting in her car. All right. That adds a lot to the podcast. But my wife can't read my mind. And I didn't tell her how happy I was that she was safe and how scared I was and how, if she ever thinks she's having a heart attack, I'm never going to work. I don't know what the heck I was thinking. And when I told her that, I said, that's really, I don't know why, but watching Sanford and Son with you in a hospital bed just ranks up there. Just me and you and having you back in my arms safe and sound, just for whatever reason, really touched me. And it turns out that, yep, my wife can't read my mind. So the moral of the story is, ladies and gentlemen, your spouse can't read your mind. And I think we all expect each other to just, well, you're my spouse, you should know this. And you know what? We don't. And so we got to start saying the obvious to each other. And I think our lives would be a whole lot better if we did. So I wanted to share that with you. I hope you are having a fabulous Happy Kwanzaa Masika, whatever it is you are celebrating. And I'm not sure how many more of these I'll be getting out between now and the end of the year. I do know this. Where are we doing on time? Okay. Here, if you haven't seen any Christmas shows yet, here is the plot of every Christmas show. It starts off, jingle bells, jing, 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 jing. It started one time many moons ago. And then they did more jing, 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 jing. And Santa, and what? Christmas is canceled. Jing, 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 bom, bom, bom. And then about 12 minutes later, yay, it was a Christmas miracle. So if you've missed any of those, not to be a spoiler, but that's basically how it works. So enjoy the holidays. I will see you again probably before the end of the year. And I'm going to leave you with a band called King's X. And the song is, I believe, called One Day. And I want to send you over to their website, he said, because he's doing, I'm calling an audible. Because they're speaking of people that had, yeah, King's X, that's with an S, then an X, rocks.com. Their drummer, they were big in the 80s. They actually opened up for AC/DC. Their drummer did have a heart attack, and he's trying to raise $25,000 for his, to rebuild basically. Oh, wait a minute. The friends and fans of Jerry Gaskill, King's X, are uniting to raise money to help Jerry and his wife, Julie, rebuild after Hurricane Sandy. Holy cow, because this guy early in the year had a heart attack, and they were raising money for his heart attack. Now they're raising money for his, that's insane. So I know we're all donating to the Salvation Army and to whoever else, but if you want to donate to somebody who it's going to go directly to them, because by the way, when you donate to all these people that are supposed to go to Hurricane Sandy, no, just go over and help out Jerry. Go to kingsxrocks.com and keep in mind that it's going to get better. And here's a little King's X to help us cement that message on the way home. And I was thinking I'd never